Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in from the north behind the front that brought showers and thunderstorms to primarily the southern half of New York and New England yesterday. In fact, with that front still close by but off the eastern seaboard, we have some moisture streaming in off of the Atlantic, keeping skies mostly cloudy for the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. It'll generally be dry even in these areas, although a scattered shower cannot be ruled out, perhaps some areas of drizzle as well, especially as you head closer to the coast. In these locations, temperatures will be in the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. Away from the coast, across central New York, the I-90 corridor, and central New England, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s, and even more sunshine, in fact, mostly sunny to sunny skies in northern New York and New England, where high temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80 today. With that high pressure center, we'll have a northerly breeze, which will continue to dry things out tonight. As a result, skies will be partly to mostly clear, and it looks like temperatures will drop back into the 50s across most locations with low humidity. That high pressure center will dominate into the beginning of the new work week with sunny skies on Monday and comfortable humidity, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. The next system will begin to advance our way during the day on Tuesday from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds through the afternoon, and it looks like there is at least the chance of a late day thunderstorm, especially in western parts of our area in the Mohawk Valley and down toward the southern tier of New York. Although most of the rest of the region should stay dry through the daylight hours, highs will be up around the 80-degree mark. That system will cross through the area on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and this is our best chance of showers and thunderstorms when both will become likely, and that will last into the day on Wednesday with highs near 80 degrees. As we get into the day on Thursday, high pressure will build back into the region, and sunny skies will prevail with temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80. The humidity will be low as well, and it looks like this high pressure center, both at the surface and aloft, will last into the end of the week and the beginning of the upcoming weekend. With mostly sunny skies and low humidity on Friday and Saturday, highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system in the southern plains will lift into the central plains in mid-Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain already impacting this area will continue to move east and into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Farther north, a cold front will press southward along the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop along and ahead of the front, which will be capable of producing flash flooding. A slight risk of flash flooding is possible for these areas. There's also a marginal risk of severe weather for the southern plains and into the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, fire weather remains a concern across the west. The combination of high winds, low humidity, and the threat of dry thunderstorms may contribute to igniting wildfires. Due to the ongoing fires, air quality alerts remain in place for the Pacific Northwest, northern Montana, and a small portion of the southwest due to smoke pollution. In addition, wildfires in Canada are also evicting smoke southward across the upper Midwest, resulting in air quality alerts for much of Minnesota as well. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Berthoud Pass, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, a few showers and drizzle, lower 70s. Boston, partly sunny and breezy, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs near 80. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 92, set in 1899 and in 1884. And the record low, 43, set in 1977 and in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s.
partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Tuesday, a late-day storm possible, but mostly dry through the day, near 80. Showers and storms becoming likely Tuesday night and for Wednesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy Wednesday afternoon, near 80. And mostly sunny Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with highs all 3 days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.